We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Yud Tes. We said that this halacha is based on Sipurei Maaseiyos, the story of the seven betlers. The first one of the betlers, the blind one, who had the ability to remember the furthest back, number one, and was also the old. He said he's the oldest, he's very, very old and very young. And we've been elaborating on that concept and that topic a lot now. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to continue with new things related to that. Paragraph Yutes. V'gam achshav bo'ilam hazeh shezoichin hatzadikim oivdei Hashem be'emes lahamshich aleihem chayim nitzchim yanal al yidei toiro utfilo u'maisim toivim. And even now, in this physical world, where the tzadikim, those who are serving Hashem properly, are privileged to draw upon themselves some of that eternal life that we're told about, that we're gonna experience in Gan Eden, in Olam Haba, through their Torah, through their tefillah, through their good deeds. Afal pi shekol magamosam lichyo istomid chayim aruchem anal, even though their whole interest is to live that long life that we spoke about, growing every day, doing more each and every day than the previous day, and being young and fresh and new all the time, lechadesh chiyusam b'toisves kedusha, to give themselves new life through additional holiness every single day, b'moichin chadoshim, with a new brain, new seichel that they receive from Hashem every day, v'chiyus chodosh b'chol eis, and to live a new life all the time. Afal pikein, despite that, hum min hanimna, in this physical world, it is impossible, ubilti efshar, lichyos boilam hazeh chayim aruchem anal, b'li hefsik. It's impossible for a person to live that kind of life in this physical world without interruption, without any interruptions. Ki behechrich sheyisyageya hamoyach, because the human mind, even the greatest tzaddik, the mind gets tired at some point in time. V'yalkein muchrochem lishon, and then we have to sleep. The person has to sleep. V'hasheino hi toiva gedoila, and sleep in this context is a tremendous benefit. K'al yidei shemesalken esmoichon legamri bo'eis hahechrich v'yishen ma'at, because as a result of the fact that they put their seichel aside for that, when they have to, when they can't go any further, and they sleep a little bit, that gives the brain a rest. And as a result, the brain is new, fresh and new in the morning. And the tzaddik is privileged in the morning to receive a new seichel. Lahaschil lichyois mechodosh, and to start a new life. Shezehu b'chinas tefillin. That's what tefillin is all about. Shezeichin baboiker, achar hasheino daiko, kemuva b'kavonis, which a Jew is zeichet to in the morning, after having slept, after having gone to sleep during the first half of the night, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal. Because the Arizal says that in order to feel the full impact of the tefillin in the morning, to feel this new chiyus, this new life, a person has to go to sleep in the evening when they're tired, and they sleep for part of the night. If they're privileged, they get up at midnight, and if not, they try to get up as early while it's still dark. They get up as early in the morning as possible, and when they do, and when the time comes to put on tefillin, they receive a new shipment of seichel from Hashem Kavyachol, new moichim. And that's how the light of the tefillin really comes out in its full sense. Shaydei hasheno shalayla, as a result of the sleep at night, validei his oirus hasheno b'chatzois layla, and as a result of getting up at midnight, again, we're talking about sleep during the first half of the night, and getting up at midnight, she'oiskim b'toira, and being involved in the study of Torah from midnight on, ayideze yoitzim b'boiker oirois hatfilin. That's what really generates and brings forth the full light of the tefillin in the morning. If a person follows this procedure, going to sleep during the first part of the night and getting up, preferably during the second half of the night, as early as they possibly can. First choice is midnight, second choice is after that. So the person receives the light of the tefillin, Shehem Horishimu Shel Hamoichen Shel Esmoel, which also includes in it the imprint of the moichen that the person had received from the previous day. Shenischachu Balailo Be'es Hashena, which were renewed and refreshed during the night when the person slept at night. Vaideze Mekablen Achakach Be'es Hatfilo Moichen Gemurim Chadoshim Lagamri. And then when the person is davening shachris with their tefillin on, that's when they receive a full set of new moichen, shehu ikar hachayim, which is the real spiritual life of a person. Spiritual life is sechel. We mentioned the pasuk hachochma techaya. Chochma and sechel is what gives a person spiritual life. B'chinas chayim aruchim, and that's called long life. Va'ayin bekavonos. Now Rav Nosson Zal says something very important. Va'ayin bekavonos. Study the writings of the Arizal on this topic, what we're discussing here, about the procedure at night and in the morning, and when the person puts on tefillin, exactly what happens, and when they're davening shachris, what happens. V'hovein ma'oid. And understand very, very well what the Arizal is saying and what we're saying over here. Why? Ki kol kavonos ha'tefillin klulin bidvareinu bederech nifla. Because everything that the Arizal describes in his description of the mitzvah of tefillin over there, which is a massive amount of knowledge of Kabbalah, all the Kabbalistic involvement in the mitzvah of tefillin, Rav Nosson Zal says, is included in what we just discussed here in the past few shiurim in Rav Nosson Zal's description of what tefillin is all about. Ba'ofen, and it's included in a manner, sheyizke kol echod lekabel mehem his oirus chadosha, that each and every person who learns this can receive new inspiration, mamish new inspiration, uchuka niflo, and a wondrous yearning for Hashem, ve'etzois gedolois amitiois unechoinois, and incredible, clear advice and guidance, b'chol eis, that could be applied at all times, l'avoidas haboireis baruch, to serving Hashem, l'chol odom, and it's presented in a manner that it applies to every single person, l'chol odom v'odom, for everybody, l'fi madregoso, each and every single person according to their level, u'lefi mekoimoi v'shaitoi, and according to where they're at that particular time. Ba'ofen, and it's presented in a manner, shafilu hapochoi shebebchusim, that even the lowest level Jew, the person who's on the lowest spiritual levels, yuchal lahazkir es atzmoi b'shem yisborach b'chol eis b'chol mokoim. The person has the ability to remember, to remind themselves about Hashem at all times, in every place, b'chol mokim shehu, yech shia, no matter where the person is at. Rav Nosson Zal just mentioned that if you study his presentation, the past 5-6 pages that we had on the topic of tefillin, if you look in the writings of the Arizal on his description of what's going on when a person puts on tefillin and how it actually begins from the night before, by the person going to sleep during the first half of the night and getting up at midnight, the whole Seder, the Arizal's whole description of what takes place Kabbalistically, if you study what Rav Nosson Zal presented here, he said, number one, you're going to understand. You're going to have an incredible clarity in what the Arizal says. And at the same time, we're taking his Kabbalistic insights to this and showing Jews how to apply this in our own day-to-day lives, how to live a better life as a Jew with renewal, you know, renewing yourselves all the time, etc., etc., which could be applied to anybody. To study the writings of the Arizal, you have to be on a pretty high level, etc. He's saying, but the way we've presented it here is in a manner that could apply to anybody on any level. The top person, the lowest person, will understand what the idea behind the tefillin is and how a person could get the maximum benefit from it. וכבר הערכנו קצס בזה לאל. לאל, רב נוסן זל says, we already elaborated on this a little bit earlier, אבל תן לחוכם ויח כמויד. However, when you're dealing with an intelligent person, you give him a little bit and he can understand further, he can take it further. כי אי אפשר לבאר הכל בכסף. Because I can't explain this all in writing. I can't put all everything I want to say here into writing. והמשכיל החופץ באמס לרחם על עצמוי ולבלי להטוס את עצמוי, and a person who's intelligent, who wants the truth and cares about himself and is not looking to fool himself, יוכל לקבל מדברינו כל טוב אמיתי ונצחי, will be able to derive from our words every kind of good, every kind of eternal good, real eternal good. This is a person with the most incredible humility that you ever imagined in your wildest dreams. You see it in his sforim throughout. And yet he feels it important at this point and at certain points to make us aware of what we have here, to be able to understand how special this is, and that if a person will study this properly, you will have everything you could possibly need to help you come close to Hashem from whatever place you're coming from, whatever circumstances, etc. V'nachzor l'dvareinu. Now he says, let's get back to what we were discussing. Ki ato yefsher liskois l'chaim aruchem anal l'chad eshmoich avichus v'choleis kim al yashena. Now, while we're existing in this physical world, it is impossible for a person to have this chaim aruchem contiguously. You know, the person has to take breaks, the person has to sleep. Aval hatzadikim mematim b'sheino ma'oid. However, the tzadikim try to get along with as little sleep as they can possibly manage with. Kiim kifi ha'hechrech levad, only exactly what they need. Every word here is critical. Notice there's a concept of taivas shena, a person who enjoys sleeping. There's the pleasure of sleeping. There's the pleasure of staying in bed another 5 minutes, that, you know, or another 5 hours, whatever it is. Versus there's a person who's very, very alert and very conscious and making a very careful decision about time management in terms of, I want to use my time to the fullest that I possibly can, and I know that I can't function really properly without sleep. So I'm gonna make sure to sleep, but I'm gonna make sure to do it in a very calculated way, to sleep what I need, what I really need, and that's it. And then to be up and running. V'alkein, and therefore kim ha'echro levad lehischatshus hamoichnanal. Other, they try to sleep the minimum, what they must have, in order to have this renewal of the brain, in order for the brain to rejuvenate itself and to be ready for a whole new round. The Alkain, and this is why the Gemara tells us in Sukkah Daf Chavov, David loinom me'olam shita nishmikanal, that David HaMelech made sure never to sleep 60 winks. He never went to 60, he stopped at 59. And we mentioned that one reason is because the Gemara says sleep is 1/60th of death. So, and David HaMelech was chai v'kayim, and we're going to learn a lot more about him now today. He had to be extra careful more than anybody else to avoid death, to stay far away from death, because he was almost born dead. He was supposed to be born a nefo, chas v'shalom. He was supposed to not have any life, and he was given life through the grace of Adam HaRishon, through the grace of Osek Doshin. So he had to be especially careful to avoid death, and therefore he was especially careful to avoid any excess sleep. And in his case, it was the 60 winks. The Gemara compares him to a horse, the restlessness of a horse. Ki hu chai chayim aruchim anal, because David HaMelech was one of the tzaddikim who lived the kind of long life that we're discussing here, with renewal, always renewing himself constantly. Chayim chadoshim b'chol eis v'sho, new life every single hour. Ve'eino yochoy lishon ki ma'at de ma'at hamuchroch b'shvil chayim aruchim anal. And therefore, he avoided sleeping other than the minimum of the minimum that he needed in order to be able to have this kind of renewal, this Chaim Aruchim. The Alkein Nimshela Malchus David Lilavona. For this reason, the kingdom of David HaMelech is compared to the moon. Shehi Mischadeshes Becholeis. The moon renews itself all the time. The moon is never in the same position. It's always either getting larger or smaller, never standing still, never at a standstill. Shemarames al Knesset Yisrael. And the moon symbolizes the Jewish people. Knesset Yisrael is a term that's used in the Zohar Kodesh to refer to the Jewish people, to the Shechina, and also to the Malchus. All three of those are referred to by this term, Knesset Yisrael. Bechinas Malchus David, referring to the kingdom of David HaMelech, Shekolul Mehem, who is a composite of the whole Knesset Yisrael. Shetzrichim lehischadesh bavoidosam b'choleis. And we learned earlier that all of Klal Yisrael has to renew ourselves all the time, kedei sheyisku lehischadesh losit, so that we'll live the kind of life that we'll be privileged to renew ourselves at the great renewal, which is going to take place when Mashiach comes in the future. V'lichyois chayim aruchim anal, and to live that long, long life. K'moishanu oimrim, as we say in Kiddush Levana, v'la levana omar shetischadesh ateres tiferes lamusei beten. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the prayer. Look what we say when we're involved in Kiddush Levana. We mention this point that Hashem said to the moon to renew its crown of beauty, la'amusei beten, for the newborn babies, for the children of Klal Yisrael. Sheheim asidin lehischadesh kamoisa, because they, the Jewish people, are going to go through a renewal, just like the moon is going through a renewal. We make this bracha every month for the new moon. So we say that Hashem told the moon to renew itself, just like us, who are also going through this renewal. Ulefoyer leyoitzram al shem kavoid malchusoi, and to give praise and pride to our Creator over His malchus, over His glorious kingdom. Va'oz oimrim David Melech Yisrael chay v'kayam. And what else do we say during Kiddush Levana? We announce that David HaMelech, the King of the Jews, he is alive and strong, going strong. Ki ze ikar hachius. Because this is the definition of living. This is called living. When a person is new all the time, brand new, they never get old, they're never doing the same thing, even if they're doing the same with a renewal. I'm drinking this cup of coffee, like it's the first time I'm having a cup of coffee. I'm enjoying it, I'm thanking Hashem, and I'm enjoying myself. I'm looking at it that way. It's a frame of mind. It's a consciousness of faith in Hashem, that the Torah teaches us that Hashem is new every day. Hashem creates the world new, and He wants us to be like that. And if you're not like that, you're not really living. You're an old fogey. You're an old man who's in retirement. You're sleeping, and sleep is a taste of death. V'alkein Yisroel moinin lalavona. And this is why the Gemara tells us that the non-Jews, the secular nations, they go by the sun, the solar year. The Jewish people, we count according to the moon. And each a cycle is called a chodesh. Remez, she'onu tzrichem lehischadesh b'chol eis, lichyois b'chol yoim, u'b'chol eis chiyus chodesh. This is a reminder to us, this term chodesh, that this is what Hashem is looking for from the Jewish people. He wants us to be new, fresh, all the time, experiencing a new life, especially a new life in serving Hashem every day. Ki ein onu nizkenim lo'olam chashom. We never get old. Afilu im nichye elef shonim. Even if we live for 1,000 years, we're never going to get old. We're going to stay young and fresh. We're like kids. We retain that youthfulness, that excitement about life and about getting up in the morning. Like a kid getting up, he's going on a trip, he's going to a ball game, first time he's going to go to that excitement. That's what Hashem wants to see from every observant Jew. As the pasuk says, ki elef shonim b'einecha ki yom esmoil, that in Hashem's eyes, 1,000 years is like yesterday, like a day, like one day. Ki kol yomeinu nimlim li'olam lachadoshim. Because all of our days or our lives measured by months, chadoshim, nimtzo shekol yomeinu nikroim chodesh. So all of our days are called months, chodesh miloshin chodesh, new. Ki anu mevorchin umekatshin hachodesh bekol rish chodesh. Because we bless and sanctify the moon every single month, at the beginning of the month. V'nikra al shem ze roish chodesh. And it's for this reason that the first day of the cycle is called roish chodesh al shem hachidush shono mechatsh nyomenu b'choleis. For this renewal, that this is the message for the Jewish people always. We are always renewing ourselves. We're never getting old. We're staying young, always new, fresh. Bechinas chidush halavona, just like the renewal, just like the moon is born anew every month. Bechinas as mechadesh chodoshim, as the blessing that we make at the end of the Kiddush Levana, we say, blessed is Hashem who renews the months. Mechadesh chodoshim. We're saying it very clearly there. Mechadesh daiko kanal. That's the emphasis here. That the reason why the definition of time in Judaism is chodesh is because of this message that Hashem doesn't want time to age us. He doesn't want us to get old with time. He wants us to retain the youthful, the newness. Every minute is a new minute of my life. It's not another minute. This isn't the third day or the fifth. It's the first day. Every day is like the first day. V'chein kol hayomim shebechodesh nimnim lechodesh. And so too, every day in the month is counted that this is dalid lechodesh, the fourth day of Teves, or whatever month it is. Ki ze hayoim hu beiz b'chodesh, v'ze hayoim gimel b'chodesh, v'chein lahalan ad shenishlam ha'chodesh, v'achar kach maschil chodesh sheni, v'chein lo'ilam. So Rav Nosson says, take a look at this. Look how the Jewish people, the way we, when we write a letter and we put a date on the letter, we don't say January. We say, you know, it's the second of the month of this, of chodesh. We mention that word chodesh to remind ourselves that time in Judaism is all about renewal. It's about having a great time. Every time is a great time, and every time is the first time. Every time we're putting on a talis, it's the first time I'm putting it on. Every time I'm sitting down to learn, it's the first time. Nimtz v'chein loylam. And so this is continual. Nimtzo shekol yomeinu nimnem l'chodesh daika. Ki kol yomeim shel Yisrael am kodesh shekiblu es ha-toyro shibichnes chayim nitzchim. Because all the days of the Jewish nation, this holy nation who received the Torah, which is eternal life, which is Chaim Nitzchim, Kama Shekosav, as the Pasuk says, Ki hu chayecha, this is your life, the Torah is your life. Kol yemeim hu bechinas chodesh daiko. All of our days are part of the months and are new, chodosh, new. Bechinas chius chodosh becholeis. A Jew is feeling new life all the time. Sheze ikar bechinas chayim aruchim v'nitzchim. This is the true definition of living long life and eternal life. And here again, if you look around at people, you know, all of us going through our days and months, our lives, we and our parents and our relatives and our kids and everybody around us, Rav Nosson Zal in these few pages is giving us a secret weapon, literally a secret weapon, a secret formula for success. How a Jew can live what's called, you know, people, we daven for this, you know, when we do the Birkas HaChodesh, Hashem should bless us with Chaim Aruchim, long life. And when we're kids, or let's say when we're young, we hear about people, Lo Aleinu, who pass away at a young age. Chas v'shalom, a person's in a car accident and a teenager passes away, Lo Aleinu, at 13 or 50, you know, or you hear a person had a heart attack, whatever it is, through whatever circumstances, we hear these things and we wish, we hope that we're going to live a long life. I don't want to die at 13. I want to live long. Why? Because a person looks around the materialistic world and it looks to them like there's a lot to do. You know, there's a lot to enjoy. There's a lot to see. There's a lot to experience. And I wouldn't want to know that I got gypped, that I only did 10%, you know, of it. That's looking at it from a materialistic standpoint. Talking on a spiritual level, those who believe in Hashem and those who believe in an afterlife know that here we're busy
loading up, that we're going to be going on a very, very long trip. How long? Eternity. And you're given a couple of years, 70 years, or each person, how many years they're given? To pack suitcases to take with you on this long, long trip. And the suitcases are mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. And everybody knows their limitations based on all kinds of circumstances. You have good days, bad days, days that you can do more, days you do less. One day I did 10 pages, another day I did 2 pages. And a lot of it has to do with the person's mood, person's frame of mind. 99% of it is up here. It's not what's going on around you. It's how you choose to interpret it. And it's how you choose to apply it to yourself. If the person has the presence of mind to absorb what we're learning here and to retain it and to live this way and to get the reminder when you make the brachas in the morning, especially, we make a bracha, shelo yasani goy, that I'm being reminded that, hey, new life, new beginning, whole new beginning. And each time a person is doing something, to think of this thing, to think of how different it's going to be if I'm doing it like something I've been doing for a long time, or if I'm going to put in my mind, first time, that attitude, I'm going to approach this like it's the first time I'm doing it. And you could imagine a person can live 100 times more or thousands of times more than somebody else, can pack in so much more and so much of a more powerful punch if they absorb this and they apply this. Paragraph Chof. V'chol ze zoichin al yidei ha-tfilin. And everything we're speaking about here is revolving around the topic of tfilin, we said. It's all included in the mitzvah of tfilin, which has the laman yirbu yamechem. We brought 10 different proofs, the long straps. We mentioned a lot of different things to show the connection between tfilin and this arichas yomim, and this renewal. Shehein b'chinas anal tfilin are all about what we've spoken about here. V'alkein, and therefore, Shom Nikshar Bechinas Malchus David Bekesher Shel Tfilin Kanal. We quoted earlier from the Arizal that the kingdom of David HaMelech is connected to and draws its spiritual energy from the Kesher of the Tfilin. That Dalid that we have in the back, that Dalid stands for David HaMelech. Just like there's a famous pasuk where we say, V'hoyo Hashem Lemelech. Hashem will be king. So it's brought that of the we know that the kingdom of Hashem is the Jewish people. Yisrael Mamshelosav. The Jewish people are the kingdom of Hashem. Within the Jewish people, who's the king? Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda. The Sforim tell us that the word Yehuda is made up of 2 parts. Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke. And the letter Dalit, standing for David HaMelech. Because David HaMelech is the kingdom of Hashem. What do you mean? What about Shaul HaMelech? What about? The answer is they were sidelines. The one whom Hashem has defined as being his kingdom. David Malkom, Vashem Baroshem. All the different references. The eternal kingdom of the Jewish people is David HaMelech. In fact, we're coming up to Hanukkah, and people are suggesting that maybe we could sneak in a couple of things about Hanukkah. I'll share something incredibly important that I heard from my Rebbe Zichron Avrocha. He told this over many times. Today happens to be his Yahrzeit. I wanted to mention it at the beginning. We have an opportunity to say it now, that we dedicate this Shir and all of our learning, every breath we take, is coming from the incredible Mesiras Nefesh and teaching that I was privileged to benefit from Horav Tzvi Arye Ben Siam, Rebbe Yisrael Abba Rosenfeld Zichron Avrocha. So one of the Sforim that he loved to quote and to teach is the B'nai Yisachar. The B'nai Yisachar is one of the very well-known Chassidish Sforim. It was written by Reb Tzvi Elimelech Midinov, and it's one of the Sforim that shows who the Chassidim really are. You can tell that he knew, in order to write that book, he knew all of Shas, all of Halacha, all the Medrash, the Zohar, the Arizal, plus, 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 plus. That's the foundation on which he's building his Sefer. So one of the things he mentions there, he asks, how is it that for every Jewish holiday, there's a Gemara? We know that the Torah Shebal Peh is the whole basis of Yiddishkeit. The written Torah, the Torah Shebichsav, even non-Jews have that. They have their version of the Bible, whatever they want to call it. But the Torah Shebal Peh, that's what separates the boys from the, that's what separates the Jews from the other guys. That they don't have. And in the Torah Shebal Peh, Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who organized it, the six sections, the 60 Gemaras, organized in such a way that he covered everything. It's all inclusive. There's a Gemara for Purim, Masechta Megillah, there's Psachim, Shabbos, everything. Except Hanukkah. How could he possibly forget Hanukkah? Everybody knows Hanukkah. The latkes, the sufganiyot, and everything. How could he? And one of the explanations that's given, there is no Gemara, there's no Masechta Hanukkah. There are a couple of small references to Hanukkah in Masechta Shabbos. There's a few pages in Bamei Madlikin and one or two other places. How could it be? Listen to this. One of the reasons for this is because Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi came from the family tree of David HaMelech. The Nasiim, the chief rabbis of the Jewish people, were an extension, a continuation of the kingdom of David HaMelech. They had to be from that family tree. So David HaMelech is a descendant, Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi is a descendant of David HaMelech. It's brought in addition, the Arizal says, that the word Nossi makes up the first letters of Nitzutz Shel Yaakov Avinu. That Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi was also a spark of Yaakov Avinu, and he shows the proofs, etc. But he came from the family of David HaMelech, and because of that, when the Chashmonoim did their thing, when the Chashmonoim, these Kohanim, were superheroes, they went and took on the Greek army and Greek civilization, and won. They defeated them totally, wiped out the Greek armies, and the civilization threw them out of Yerushalayim, threw them out of the Beis HaMikdash, out of Eretz Yisrael, and took over. They took over. Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi's understanding was, they did a great job, fine and wonderful. At that point, they should have handed the keys over to somebody from David HaMelech to take over as king. A Kohen is a Kohen, and a Melech is a Melech. The Chashmonoim ruled for 200 and some odd years, which was sort of not, in a way it wasn't right. Kohanim aren't Malot, there's a Kohen. Kohen's job is in the base. Everybody has their function, is in the base HaMikdosh, the Melech. So because of the fact that the miracle of Hanukkah commemorates the success of the Chashmonoim, but it also involved their taking over the kingdom, in a sense they're sitting in a throne that wasn't really theirs. That throne belongs to David HaMelech. As a result of that, he didn't make such a celebration of it. In other words, he played it down a little bit in not dedicating a complete Gemara. And obviously, this is Beruach HaKodesh. This was the will of Hashem and the intention of Hashem. But this is something to let us know that even though the miracle of Hanukkah is something very special, and the Hanukkah and the celebration is very special, it was a temporary celebration. When the Chashmonoim took over, it was clear that this is not Moshiach, because Moshiach comes from David HaMelech. Now, I wasn't thinking of going into this, but maybe Lekovod Rav Rosenfeld's Yahrzeit, this might be an ideal time, because these shiurim were not recorded. This is what he said on Shabbos and Yontif. Now, what about the Chashmonoim? These were tzaddikim. Matisyahu Kohen Godol was the tzaddik hador. How and why did they do this? And what gave them the inclination, you know, to listen to this? This is all from this Sefer Bnei Yisachar, which is phenomenal, phenomenal. There's a Gemara that says that the kings that were anointed with a horn, with a keren, their kingdom was an eternal one, was a permanent one. The kings that were anointed with a pach, what's the English word for pach? A flask or something like that. Their kingdom was a temporary one. This is a Gemara, and the Gemara shows it from Psukim. Now the question is, again, why? What in the world does this have to do with that? So the Bnei Yisachar writes, quoting one of the tzaddikim, that we have a statement, Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Voed. Hashem will rule eternally, forever. He says the word Yimloch, will rule, is Bigimatria 100, which is Pach. Pei Chof, Pei is 80, Chof is 20, That's Yimloch. Yud Mem Lamed Chof. Yimloch Li'olam Voed will rule permanently is Bigematria Keren. The word Keren. A remez showing, this is a remez, that this symbolizes kingdom. This is kingdom, this is kingdom. This is temporary kingdom, this is firm. When the Chashmonoim saw that the miracle took place through the discovery of a Pach Shemen, why does the Gemara mention that? Why doesn't it just say they found the oil? Why does the Gemara and all the Sfarim that talk about this, they all mention Pach Shemen? What would Pach have to do with anything? The answer, when they saw that they discovered this Pach Shemen, this was a remez to them. These were all tzaddikim who knew the Torah. So what is Pach? Let's search the Gemara. Let's Google it. And we see in the Gemara, it says Pach is temporary kingdom. This is what gave them a license. This is what let them know. This was a remez from Hashem that even though the Jews are taking over now, but this is not the real deal. This is going to be a temporary kingdom, and therefore it was allowed to be in the hands of the Chashmonaim. Therefore the Chashmonaim could sit on that chair. Notice Hashem was hinting that the kingdom that's going to take over now is going to be a temporary one. Look how all the pieces fit together. Look what these Sifrei Chassidus are and how they're built on the wide-angle lens of all of Shas and knowing it and being able to put it together to give such a level. I'm giving you a little of it. There's much, much more there on this discussion, but this is a little bit of how the enlightenment that he gives to know what Chanukah is about, why there isn't a Gemara, why Rabbi Danasi, what, how they did, how everything was justified, how it all fits together so perfectly. This is why the idea of Kabbalah is called Chochmas Ho'emes, the wisdom of truth. When a person hears this kind of knowledge, not that this is Kabbalah, this is a touch of it, when a person hears this, it gives you such faith in that you see that the Torah is so much bigger than what people think it is. People who learn just Gemara Halacha are given a certain impression of the Torah. It's Hashem's wisdom, it's laws that are very helpful and good. But to know that every letter, every word, every letter has significance, and there's so much meaning from every detail, this is something heavenly. This is not something man-made. It's not something somebody sat down at a computer with a calculator and did these gematrias. This is a wisdom, this is a ruach of kedusha, a spirit of heavenly knowledge that Hashem gave the tzaddikim, which they shared a drop of it with us in their holy sforum. Back to earth. Where are we? Okay. So, because we started on this because we said that the Arizal says that the kingdom of Dovid HaMelech is connected to and draws its spiritual light from the kesher of the tefillin, the dalet. So we spoke about Yehuda, that the word Yehuda is a display of that pasuk, Vahoya Hashem LeMelech, that Hashem places his name Yud Kei Vav Kei by the Melech, by the Shevet who is Malchus. In other words, Yisachar, all of them, each one is special in their own way. But which one has the name of Hashem in his name? V'hoya Hashem LeMelech. Yehuda, who is kingdom, he has the Yud Kei Vav Kei in his name, and the David, the Dalet, which represents Dovid HaMelech, who is the beginning of the Davidic dynasty, which is the eternal kingdom of Hashem. We mentioned that it's brought that David is Bigematria 14. And it's brought in Sforim, if you count, from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the first person to be given the title king by Hashem. It's brought, Rashi brings it in Chumash in a place, that he's given that title, Odoin Melech, that Hashem called it Melech, and that they all crowned him when they had the battle of the four kings and the five kings. And afterwards, Avraham Avinu took on the four kings and won. All of them crowned Avraham Avinu as king at the time. So if you count from Avraham Avinu to Yehuda to Peretz, to the 14th generation from Avraham Avinu is David HaMelech. David is Bigematria 14. He's the 14th slot. Then comes his son Shlomo HaMelech, during whose time the kingdom was perfection. It says he ruled above and below, Molach al Elyoinim v'Tachtoinim. He was the 15th in this chain, just like the first 15 days of the month. The moon keeps growing larger and larger and larger. So Dovid HaMelech was almost perfection. But he couldn't build a Beis HaMikdash. He discovered the site. Shlomo HaMelech is perfection. He's number 15, where the Zohar HaKadosh says that's when the moon is full moon. And from there, it starts going down. From his son, Rechavam, who made a mistake. He had a crisis and he had a choice to take advice from the elders or the youth. And he followed the advice of the youth. And that was the beginning of the end. That was the beginning of a deterioration that continues for the next 14 generations. Until Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, who's the 29th on the list, who was captured and blinded, you know, which means that the Malchus was totally, you know, they sank, just about sank the Jewish kingdom, Rahman al-Islam, until its rebirth, you know, until the Mashiach will come. Okay. V'al kein yoyreid misham ritzua kedosha adatibur. And that's why from that dalid, from that kesher in back of the head, extends the strap extends all the way down to the navel, as we learned earlier. Shehu b'chinas tchilas chiyus v'hilodas Adam. The navel represents the start when you start life. When they cut the umbilical cord, that's when the child starts his own life, starts really living on his own. K'sheyotze l'avir olam, when he comes out to the atmosphere of the world. Shahascholas predosoi mimeimoi lahaschelichios biatzmoi boilam who beis krisa satibur. The beginning of the child being detached from the mother's womb to start living in the world independently is when they cut the cord, as they say. Who beis krisa satibur. Shaoz nifrad mimeimoi, that's when he's detached from the mother's womb. Umaschelichios chaim chadoshim. And starts leading a new life. That's where it begins. That's the birthday we call it. What do you mean birthday? The kid was here for 9 months before that. Why are we calling that the birthday? Because that's a new beginning. Till then, he was a piece of his mother. He was attached to the mother. When they cut the cord, whole new beginning, new life. That he starts receiving shemaschil ato lekabel biatzma. He starts receiving life on his own. Ve'ikar he'oras hatfilin shenimshach leinu aldei horetzuos, and our main ability to receive the light of tfilin via the straps nimshach aldei moyach hazokin shezoicher kol zeh comes to us via that elder in the story in Sipurei Maaseyos who said he remembers everything. He remembers as far back as to when they cut the cord. Shemimenu mekablim koyach lechadesh chiyusei becholeis. It's from him that we receive this energy to renew ourselves all the time. Keilu hayoyim noilad v'nechtach tiburoi. As if I was just born today, they just cut the cord on me. The bell just went off, they open the gate, and the horses are charging out, you know, to a new beginning, a new race. Sheoz hascholas chiyusei kanal. That's when the person is starting his life. Umishom nimshach bechinas chiyus adam, and that's where we draw this spiritual energy from. Sheklulim ba'ayin shonim, which is comprised of 70 years. Shehem yemei chayodam, which is the basic life of a person in this world. Kamashkoz, as it says, yemei shnoi senabem shivim shana. Shehem bechinas shnoisav shel dover hamelech alav shalom, and that was exactly the amount of years that Dover hamelech lived. Shechai Ayin Shonim, he lived 70 years. Shem Keneged Ayin Bonim La Torah, corresponding to the 70 different interpretations of the Torah. Kimavura Bat Torah Pasach Rabbi Shimon, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran, Ayin Shom, look over there. Ki Kol Ho Ayin Bonim, Shehem Hachius Ho Ayin Shonim, Nimshach Meazakeinu Manal. Because all 70 faces of the Torah, which is the spiritual energy of a person 70 years, all of that we receive through those elders that are mentioned in that story. Those 8 elders, which correspond to the 8 parshiyos of the Tefillin, remember? Shehem bechinas sipurei maaseyos shel shonim kadmonios. They are part of these stories, these ancient stories. Shenimshach he'orosam oleinu al yedei hazokin hakotan shebekulam. Whereby we receive that light through the lowest level one of the elders that's defined there. The one who remembered, Shemamshich Hischachus Achius, al yidei bechinas hamoyach hagodol moed, who draws this new life through his incredible seichel, shezoicher gam chaticha satibur, whereby he has such a pure mind that he's able to remember all the way back to when they cut the umbilical cord. And that's where we, when we put on the tefillin and we have those straps that extend down to the navel, that's a reminder that we are drawing our chiyus, our pipeline is to that tzaddik, to the tzaddik who remembered all the way back to when they cut the umbilical cord. Kimoyach shar hazkenim shegavoyim oid yoyser, because the level of sechel of the other elders who were on a higher level than him, he was the baby, he was the lowest guy in the totem pole. The moyach of the other ones, Yefsher lehizgalois bachutz kanal, cannot be revealed outwardly. So the straps, which is something we see outwardly, that represents this tzaddik. The other zakenim, who are even on a higher level, their moyach can't be shown outwardly. That's only the parshias that are hidden inside the batim. Vesehu, and this is the pasuk we quoted earlier, shorech agan hasahar, shehi that shorech, your navel, represents that the roundness of the navel represents the roundness of how the Sanhedrin sat in the Lishka Sagozes. They sat in a semicircle so that they could each view each other when they were discussing items of Torah. Shehi halavona, and that also, the word sahar means the moon. Sihara in Aramaic is the moon. Shehi halavona hameschadeshes b'choleis. This is a reference to the moon, which renews itself all the time. Shezeo biatzmoi bechinas hashivim Sanhedrin. And that's really what the 70, this body of these 70 rabbis was all about. Shedor shirazal b'posuk zekanal, which the Gemara learns out from this posuk, that this posuk, agan hasahar, which mentions the moon, is a remez to the Sanhedrin who sat in this circular shape like the moon. Ki ha'ayin Sanhedrin heim bechinas so ayin bonim, ayin shonim. Because this body of 70 rabbis, which was the highest authority in Klal Yisrael, the rabbis, the elders of the Jewish people, they represent all 70 interpretations of the Torah, all shivim ponim. They represent a person's life in this world, the 70 years in this world. Shemekablim al yidei hatfilin al yidei haskenim al, which we draw from, we receive all of that via our tefillin, via those elders who Rabbi Mizal speaks about in that story. Alidei horetzua shiredes adat tibur, through the strap that extends all the way down to the navel. Shaideze zoichen lechadesh chiyusei b'choleis. That's what gives us this renewal. Sheze ikar hachiyas shel kol ayin shonem. That's the real living 70 years. We talk about a person really living 70 years. This is the kind of life we're talking about. Because listen to this, because if a person is not renewing himself all the time, if a person is not able to put himself in this mindset, new beginning, that person is not living 70 years, because any day in which he's stale and old doesn't count. That doesn't ring up on the register as a new day. Talking about new, a guy's running a store. Let's see, he wants to push the button at the end of the day, see what new, he rings it up and it shows 35,000. He says to the guy, but it's nothing. That's what we had yesterday. I want to see today's sales. I want to see the new business that came in. That's what he wants to see, right? So here again, a person's going through his days and he's living on yesterday. He's living off yesterday without trying to make today something totally new. Then today didn't count. He didn't ring up anything for today, chas v'shalom. Today doesn't, so he's missing a day from his life. And if he does it tomorrow, he's missing two, could be missing years, chas v'shalom. Ki ikar hachiyus hu avoidas haboiris borach. Because real living is serving Hashem. Living in this world is when you're serving Hashem. Ki hu chayecho, because as the pasuk says, he is our lives, Hashem is our lives, the Torah is our life. And if a person is not adding new holiness, new knowledge in every single day, then he's short of days. No new business today. So it, like today doesn't count. So I didn't come into work today, chas v'shalom.
ומי יודע אם יעלו כל העין שניסב ליום אחד. And with that attitude, who knows if all of his 70 years will add up to one day? You have a guy, you can look at a guy who's 60, how old is he? 68? And a tzaddik looks at him and says, no, he's not, he's 4. Not 4 years, he's 4 days old. He's lived so far, you know, so many hours in his life have counted. He's done something to really benefit himself. All the rest is just baloney. He's breathing. He's existing. He ain't living. There's living and there's existing. You know, a tree, a rock exists. A human being isn't here to exist. We're here to live. And living is ki hu chayecha. Living is when you're plugged into Hashem. And living is when every day is something new. I'm not living off yesterday or the day before or an hour ago. Every hour is something new. I have to have new. V'alkein, and it's for this reason, horishoyim gemurim, she'eina mekayim es ha-toyra legamri, those people who are complete rishoyim, who do not fulfill anything at all in the Torah, nikroim b'chayehem mesim. The Gemara refers to them while they're physically living as dead. The Gemara says, rishoyim b'chayehem kruyim mesim. A Rasha while he's alive is called considered dead. Why? Ki bevadai he mesim mamish, because most definitely they are really dead. Me'acha she'ena mekayim es ha-Torah, since they're not fulfilling the Torah, shehi ikar ha-chayim be'emes, which is defined as life, living. K'mo she'kosev, ki hu chayecha, this is living. If this is living, a Jew who is not doing this is not living, chas v'shom. And this is the rachmonis that we have to feel. People that are religious, people who find out about Yiddishkeit, and we see people who don't know what it is. They don't know. And this one's a lawyer, this one's a doctor, this one's the other, they're doing all kinds of stuff. We have to feel tremendous pity on them in knowing that that's called existing. That's called existing. Oh, why, he's eating, what do you mean? He's eating steak. So what? The horse is also, he's eating steak and the horse is eating hay. And the horse is probably enjoying the hay more than he's enjoying the steak. The horse usually doesn't get indigestion from the hay. And this guy probably tomorrow is going to be in the thing all day because he had such a delicious, delicious steak. So who's better off? So life can't be. It's not the steaks and it's not the cars. And life is ki hu chayecha. The life is the Yiddishkeit, the Torah, the mitzvahs. When I'm involved in that, I'm living. That's called living. Vafilu mi she'oved Hashem es Hashem k'tzas, and even a person who's serving Hashem a little, einoi nimna bimei chayev ki im kifi ma'atu avoido ma'isim toivim shezoch las b'chayev. We don't count his days. The only part of his days that we count as living is the part of his days that he's spending serving Hashem in Torah, in mitzvahs, and everything. And therefore it's possible even for a religious, supposedly a religious person, that if you add up, you know, he's celebrating his birthday, another year of my life. It ain't it. What are you talking about a year? If we add up the last 365 days, you've lived 365 minutes. You put in 1 minute of serving Hashem per day, chas v'shal, you know. So person, avul ikar ha-chayim be'emes, but really living is the life of Dovid HaMelech, shehu zocho lichyois ayin shonim shleimim be'emes. Dovid HaMelech was zocho to live a full 70 years, for real. Ki zocho lechaim hanal, because he was zocho to the kind of life that we're talking about here, b'chinas chayim aruch menal. He was zocho to this kind of long life. Shemamshichim al yidei tefillin kanal, which we can tap into through the tefillin that we put on every day. Shehu b'chinas chayim chadosh m'choleis, which is experiencing life new every minute. V'zeo shoimrim b'kiddush halavona le'inyan hischatshus hachius, and this is, look how Rabbi Nosson Zal, when he said kiddush halavona, every word he dwelt on, he looked at it to know, what is this telling me? What is this really saying? He says, this is why we say in Kiddush Levana regarding this renewal, Shehu Iker Bechinas Kiddush Levana, that's what the real renewal of the moon is about, Shehi Bechinas Knesset Yisrael, Umalchus David, and the moon represents the Jewish nation, and it represents the kingdom of David HaMelech. What do we say? Oimri Moz, we say, V'la Levana Omar, Shetischadesh Ateres Tiferes, La'amusei beten sheheim asidim l'schadesh kamoisa.
That Hashem said to the moon that it should renew itself with a crown of beauty, ateres tiferes.
Ateres tiferes daiko. Rav Nosson says, look at the wording there. Ze b'chinas tefillin. That's a nickname for tefillin, shenikroim ateres tiferes, ki yodua. As is known in the Zohar HaKadosh and Sifrei Kabbalah, that the tefillin are called a crown of beauty. The Zohar HaKadosh says when a person puts on tefillin, it's the crown of Hashem. It's the kisra de malka, literally. And tiferes, if you recall, we mentioned pages back, that tefillin is Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu is known as tiferes, emest. Oh, we touched on it before. Ukemuva le'inyan birchas oiter Yisrael b'sefara, and is brought in Shulchan Aruch that when a person says the brachas in the morning, ozer Yisrael b'gvura, oiter Yisrael b'sefara, we make a bracha that Hashem crowns us with beauty, shemarameis al tefillin. That's referring to the mitzvah of tefillin that we put on every day. That so we see that ateres tiferes is tefillin, and that's what we say when we're doing Kiddush Levona. Because what Kiddush Levona is all about, the renewal of the moon, the renewal of the kingdom of David HaMelech, the renewal of the Jewish people, that's what the tefillin is all about. Ki heim b'china sateres tiferes, because the tefillin are this crown of beauty, shaydeze ikar hischatches achiyas hanal, that a Jew, by putting on tefillin the right way, can experience this renewal throughout the whole day, can feel this youthfulness. Shehu b'chinas chiddush halavona, and this is also tied into what we mentioned before regarding the sanctity, the holiness of the firstborn. According to the Torah, the firstborn is supposed to be given to the Kohen or redeemed. That discussion takes place in the Tefillin. The first parsha of the Tefillin is Kadosh Likol B'chor, Shehu Hascholas Parsha Rishon Shebetefillin. That's the opening line in the first parsha of Tefillin. Bechinas Kadosh Likol B'chor, Shetzrichen Livdoisoi Min HaKohen. And we redeem, we usually don't give away the first kid, we redeem him, we give the kohen the 5 silver dollars, and we redeem the firstborn. What bishvil hamshich al yedei zeh b'chinas hischatshus hachiyus v'amoichin kanal. We said that the firstborn, reishis, is chochma. Reishis chochma yiras Hashem. The first represents sechel. By redeeming that firstborn, by making a special tikkun with that firstborn, we're absorbing into ourselves this first, this new beginning. We're making the tikkun about this concept of the new beginning. And especially a renewal of the moichen. V'zehu she'ikar pidyon b'choer humi ben chodesh. Now you'll understand why, when do we make a pidyon aben? A bris we do on the 8th day. This we do on the pidyon aben, we wait 30 days, a month. Why are we waiting so long? Why a month? Kemay shekosuv? Ufeduyav mi ben chodesh tivde. That when do you redeem the bechor? Mi ben chodesh. Mi ben chodesh daika. Rav Nosson says, look at this. Ki ikar hapidyon hu bishvil hischatshus achiyus. Because this redemption of the firstborn is going to give us this new energy, this newness, this youth. Shehu bechinas chodosh. That's the concept of new, of chodesh, a month, which is synonymous with chodosh, new. Bechinas mechadesh chodoshim. As the blessing we make on the new moon is that Hashem renews the months. It's all about this renewal. Baruch Hashem. He's still going to have a major discussion with all kinds of new things about David HaMelech coming up in the next paragraph.